الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Hopefully, inshallah, we are all reading our regular Durood Sharif. Minimum is 100 times a day. And Juma, we should minimum increase it to 300. Who brings it to 500,000, and no matter how much more, it's only good. Allah give us tawfiq. And also to read our Surah Kahf every day, at least the first 10 ayats in the morning, the last 10 ayats at night, and on the day of Jumu'ah, the whole Surah, inshallah. And also to read Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdihi 100 times after Jumu'ah, by which 100,000 of our sins are forgiven and 24,000 of our parents, mother and father's sins are forgiven. And sins are our worst enemy, they are that hold us up from all goodness. And once the sins are forgiven, then all roads of great, 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 great wonders open to a person. May Allah give us tawfiq. Today is the 18th of Ramadan. Yesterday was the 17th, and the night before we made the 17th Taraweeh. The 17th of Ramadan is the day Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. And unfortunately, it is the day the Shia still today make a big, celebrate it, and all the accusations, na'uzubillah, they present them against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Whereas Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is a great and honorable woman in whose lap Nabi Allah's final Nabi passed away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's head was in her lap when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. What a great honor for her. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam is buried in her house, in her room. Till Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the great daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam. When the Munafiqeen slandered and falsely accused Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, before that, when people had accused Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Zulikha accused him of doing wrong with her, and then Allah Ta'ala chose an innocent little child to defend him and prove his innocence. When Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, when she was accused also, na'uzubillah, of having an illegitimate child, Allah used also a child who was a Nabi, Isa alayhi salam. He was at that time still a child. And Allah used him, inni qala, inni abdullah. And he spoke to the purity and chastity of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. When the Shias and the Munafiqeen, when they accused Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah did not use a little child. Allah did not use a Nabi. Allah himself explained her innocence. And generally in the world, on the 17th night, the 18th Supara is recited. And 18th Supara has got Surah Nur. And in Surah Nur is the whole Barat and the purification of Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. What the honor Allah has given. Now Taraweeh will be complete without Suri Noor. Now Taraweeh will be complete. Now Hafiz Hibs will be complete. Now Quran will be complete until everyone on the tongue of Allah Ta'ala expresses the great pure purity of Hazrat Aisha Radhi, which is 100%. So at this we should also make Isal Sawab for Hazrat Aisha Radhiya. Read three times Qul Huwa Allah. Read two rakats Nafal Namaz. Our Quran Tilawat pass it to her. And also that those, the Shias who are the enemies, open enemies, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Qadianis, all the open enemies, those who keep contact with those people, whether it is through interfaith or anything, we cannot have any connection with those people. Those who are at home and who are comfortable with the Shias and host the Shias and invite Shias for programs and they accuse Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, how can we be friends with those people? We can't be friends with the Shias. We can't be friends with those who are the friends of the Shias also. We must keep our distance completely and make known our stand. And aren't we the loyal children of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? She is the mother of the faithful. And what the Shias, what terrible things they say, and we can be still friends with those people who are friends with those who are saying these terrible things about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Our just keeping quiet, our just keeping contact with those people speaks volume of the weakness of our iman, if there is still iman. Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us understand, take this great lesson, inshallah. Our rozas, which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers who are the lovers of Allah and they love Allah so much that they deny what they see with their eyes and they accept what Allah Ta'ala says. We can see that our food gives us our strength, satiates our stomach, water quenches our thirst, but we believe it is Allah who does it. It's not the food, it's not the water. We see that medicine gives me shifa, but our yaqeen is Allah gives me shifa. We see the worldly life with all its temptation, and we believe that akhirat is everything. We haven't seen akhirat. All the things of akhirat, so those are the believers. People say that people who call others towards the pure lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this orthodox type of ulama, this backward types of ulama, they are trying to take the ummah 1,000 years back. We say yes, not 1,400 years. We want to go back and we want to take everyone back. The best era in the world was the time khairul qurun qarni thumma alladhina yalunhum. Roughly about 250 years, this was the best era in the world. The time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. Before that, never was there a time like that. After that, never will there be a time like that. That was the greatest time. And that is where we want. And people beguiling, misleading people when they say that these ulama want to take them back 1,000 years. What they want to take them back? To the most noble era, the most pure time, where the most noble character existed, that everyone must have a sublime, noble character. They want to take everyone back to the time when honesty is there, when kindness is there, when they are hearty feelings. The Sahaba, the Muhajirin, the Ansar, how they treated them, the Muhajirin. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They will sacrifice for others. They will go through difficulties themselves. This is the time we want to take everyone back to. That time of nobility. That time of preparing for the real life of Akhirat. Not this temporary life, not this useless life of this dunya, which is called mata', which is a dirty rag, and it is only used for dirty things, for the small needs of this dunya, the real life of akhirat. And they say, we want to take people to modernism. We want to take people to liberalism. We want to take people to the time of technology. We say, don't camouflage that. You want to take people to alcoholism. When alcohol is now rife, you want to take people where every second, third person is a drug addict. Every second, third person is is suffering from cancer. Every second, third person is in depression. That you want to take them. We say we don't want that way of life. We want that life of purity and cleanliness. That is what the ulama are calling, the ulama haq. That is what they are calling the people to. Don't bluff the people and say they are taking them backwards. They are taking them to the most noble era and to the most noble characteristics of life. Honesty, kindness, and being pure and genuine. And this is where they take you to all the filth and dirt, nudity, prostitution, to all this evil. That is where the modern world is taking everyone else. So for that Allah has prescribed this beautiful, and that is what the believers, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, they have got iman on this, that the most noble era is the era of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we all have to go. I have to go myself, take everyone with me. I have to take my family, I have to take my children. We all have to go to that noble era of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have to curb and stay away from all this modernism and liberalism and this interfaith business, mixing with the Shias and regarding it as an honor, mixing it with the Jews who are our arch enemies. And as they speaking to us on in front the words of kindness and filled with poison and filled with daggers and filled with bombs, and that is not what we want for us, neither do we want it for anyone else. So this month of Ramadan, Allah has spoken to those believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Rozas have been made farz for you, for your full, only for your benefit. Atiyu Allah wa rasul, la'allakum turhamun. If you will obey Allah and you will keep your rozas properly, Allah's rahmat will come down in torrents upon you. It isn't that you have to suffer staying hungry. Everyone, if he's ill, he has to go for surgery. If he's ill, he'll be put on a diet, that little treatment, but then he gets good health after that. So the greatest good health is spiritual good health, to have deen in our lives. So this little bit of rozas, and that also Allah has made it easy that you make sehri, and sehri has been regarded as a noble, mubarak, an act of great ibadat to make your sehri. So you are eating. What are you suffering? And then iftari, we are told, don't delay in your iftari. As soon as the sun sets, when you are content and comfortable, the sun has set, then open your roza. Don't delay. So it has been made easy for us. And this in return brings us all the goodness of deen also, dunya also, akhirat also. But we must keep rozas as they have been prescribed. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been prescribed upon you. Alaykum on you. That is, according to grammar, on everything of yours, your whole body. Rozas not only on the tongue, eating and drinking, and our sexual relations, but rozas on every part of the body. And if we will do that, then we will get the great benefits of roza. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, As-sawmu junnatun. Roza is a shield for you. You will protect yourself from shaitan, who is your outside enemy. You will protect yourself from your nafs, which is your inside enemy. You will protect yourself from all harm, from even physical illnesses, from even mental illnesses, from even spiritual illnesses. Allah has given you a sawmu junnatun. Roza is your protection, complete, perfect. مَا لَمْ يَخْرُقْهَا. As long as you yourself don't break that shield. If you break your roza, you break that shield, then the roza is not going to benefit you. If we will eat in roza, roza is broken. If we will drink water, roza is broken. There are those ulama, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who hold the view, if you lie, your roza is broken. If you make ghibat, your roza is broken. That's the view of the very small minority. By and large, the whole ummah says, your roza will not break, but all the benefits of roza are destroyed. That all are unanimous on. You lie, you backbite, you use your eyes wrongly, you use your thoughts wrongly, you use your heart wrongly, your roza, your faris won't break, you have kept your roza, but you won't get any benefit in that. It's like you are doing business, you are buying for 50 rand and selling for 50 rand. You make no profit on that, and such a person will never stay in business. He hasn't allowed for overheads, he hasn't allowed for risks which come. He hasn't allowed for any profits also, for the wages he has to pay. How can he remain in business? So rozas, keep it and keep the proper rozas. For that, the first rozas to ulama prescribed, roza of the eyes. Don't look at anything haram. And how kind has Allah Ta'ala been that your wife which is halal for you, but don't even look at her with lust. To embrace her is by all means she's halal for you. But if you are a young man and your lust overtakes you, don't even embrace you. When you're halal, you are staying away. Then from the haram woman, how much won't? If you keep your rozas properly 1 month, you stayed away from halal, your halal wife. And you stayed away from halal food. There is all food in the fridge. There are samosas, there are pies, you are hungry. There is no one else. You can eat, but you are staying away from halal. Then automatically, roza's barakat, you will stay haram, away from haram your whole life. If we don't stay away from haram after Ramzan, realize we did not keep roza. We stayed hungry. And what is called roza, we did not keep that roza. Otherwise, the barakat of roza, it will make us that we'll stay away from haram. We won't look at haram woman. We won't look at haram things. And we won't look at things which are what is called la yani. That is no benefit in those things. Either in our deen or dunya. Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. He said, every la yani, futile thing, borders with haram. If you enter into the field of a futile thing, just playing games of what you think, games on the phone, they are haram totally. Every game has got Satanism in it. Every game is a total waste of time. Every game takes you away from deen. It's not just a game. It's not just a cartoon you are watching. That cartoon takes you away from deen. And all these things, they border with haram. When you enter in that field, you will reach haram and you will get into haram. And haram borders with kufr. And if you are not careful and you don't make tawbah, it can Allah save us, that then mort will come to a person. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. Those people who have got the sickness in their heart of this futile things, dunya's muhabbat, and all the things of this world and other people's way of life, etc. Those have got this disease in that. فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ. Then they will be increased. Allah, as a punishment then, Allah increases them. Their dirt upon dirt. Their filth upon filth. There Allah refers to it as a sickness. Yeah, Allah refers to it as a rich. Dirt, filth, they will be increased. Wamatu. And the mort will come. Allah protect us all. Wahum kafirun. Allah save us from that. Save our children, our progenies, that we all get saved. So rozas of the eyes, we stay away from halal in this month. Allah will keep us. Rozas barakat. Whole life will stay away from haram. Rozas of the tongue, stay away from also layani. Stay away from things which are even permissible. Keep rozas. Don't speak doubtful things also. Haram things are right out of the question. Backbiting, slandering, and backbiting also, we should understand. Many people, we don't have the proper understanding. For example, you know very well a boy or a girl, and they've got bad habits. You know, they are drug addicts, for example. And somebody wants to propose to get married, and they ask you reference. You know this boy, you know this girl, and you know this is a drug addict. You know he is a drug addict. At that time, for you to say, ghibat is haram. I can't speak, I can't say no, I can't speak bad. And I must make husn-e zan. I must speak good about the person. And it is haram for you at that time to conceal what you know. And it is mudahanat. And indeed, when you know people are on the wrong, and you keep quiet, and they are dhallu wa adallu. They are gone astray, and they are leading other people astray. And you say no. With them also, the fasik and the fajir also, we must make ikram of them. And we can't speak bad about them. How can it's your faraz at that time. If you keep quiet, your own son, daughter is going to get married. And the opposite party, you know that boy or girl is a drug addict, is an alcoholic, or has got other bad habits. He's a humanizer. And she goes around sleeping with all men. And you tell, no, I can't tell my son all this. I must, the izzat of a Muslim, I must keep it. At that time, we must understand everything on its place. Unity, the Quran speaks on unity. The hadith is explicit. Who doesn't know the value of unity? Family ties and family relation, the Quran is explicit. But where the deen of Allah comes, then give preference to the deen of Allah. That comes first. If, for example, somebody abuses your mother, and many times it happens a family member, your brother, your elder brother, father has passed away, he's not giving the inheritance to your mother, and even becomes physical, hits her also. And you say that, no, I must still care. You won't, will you still respect your brother? Will you still keep good ties with him? How angry you will get. My mother, how can you do this to our mother? Now, she gave birth to us. She brought us up. And now in her old age, when she can't do anything, this is how you're treating her? And you say that, no, you must make ikram. And you must treat him well. Your own, if you are a human being, even if you're an animal, you won't tolerate that. Somebody rapes your wife. And you say, no, he's a Muslim, I can't speak bad about him. Who is going to tolerate that? And the deen of Allah has got no value. People are raping the deen of Allah. People are abusing the deen of Allah. People are going astray and leading others astray. And we say, no, you must keep quiet, you must respect them, you must honor them. So all these things, we must understand them correctly. Don't let us be misled by a red herring, that unity at all costs, we must keep unity. Now, if that was the case, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the first one to break that unity. The Arabs were all united, they had their fights, all. But when it came to idol worship, they were totally united on idol worship. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam broke that. Families broke, divorces took place, the children were turned out of the house on the basis of iman. That is what we must give. This is what must come in our lives. And then the roza of the tongue. All this. Understand what is ghibat, what is backbiting. And understand what is mudahanat, where you don't speak out against these things. Your silence is a worse crime at that time. Your son or your dear one is a little child is going to cross the road. A car is coming fast. And you don't even have the safe beta. Stop. Where are you going? You say, no, I must keep quiet. That is the time when you have to be physical and grab him and pull him violently away from the road, from the car that is coming. Not that you keep quiet and you sit with your tasbih and you sit on your musalla. That time it is your faraz to save the person. And also save the person before the harm. Don't let him be knocked down by the car. And now you give big bayans that you should look first, you must look to the right, you must look to the left, you must look to the right. No, at that time, save him first. Allah give us tawfiq. So keep rozas of the tongue. The ears, don't listen to all the filth and dirt, whether it's music, whether it's all ghibat, backbiting, all those things. Allah keep our ears, and very, very important, roses of the mind and the heart. These are giants which Allah has given us. The mind, the one thought that comes to the mind, and it changes the history, not of one person, not one country, for generations and for errors after that, the whole countries get changed. One thought, one thing gets, I must expand my country, I must become more bigger. And he makes zulm and he takes over other countries. That one thought, he gets the whole army into action. That one thought, he gets the whole economy moving in that direction. In that one thought, he gets the whole media moving in that direction. So the mind, if it's used right, it will take people to great heights. And if it is used wrong, Allah gave us this great month to keep rosas of the month, to harness this mind. And the heart which controls the mind, that is even more. In Allah, inna fil jasadi la mudghatun, idha salahat salahal jasadu kullu. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, this is the month to control the heart. Don't give freedom to the heart. In how we will make namaz and we leave our hearts free. And they will think about, will think of all the things. Focus on Allah. Make Allah yours and you become Allah's. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Allahumma ij'alna lak wa kun lana. Oh Allah, make us yours and you be ours. It's not just going to happen. Allah gave us this precious month of this Ramadan to control and keep rosas of the mind and the heart. Do it and Allah becomes yours and Allah makes you His. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, oh Allah, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. This is the month Allah has given to make our namazes what are called namaz. Not an exercise. Not reporting for duty and logging in and that I'm here, I'm present here. No, it is something much more greater than roza of our food also. Very, very important what we eat, how much we eat, what we eat. Today when anyone just eats anything and everyone has got his credit card and he goes into the shopping mall and he just takes things from his shelves and put them in his basket and he just gives his credit card, he's paid, what and what has he put in his basket? How many haram things are there? How many doubtful things? We don't give a thought to that. What we are eating is very, very important. This broiler chicken, which generally all are eating, everyone is eating, they are born in the most unnatural way. They are born in the cages of theirs. Never ever do their feet touch Mother Earth. Never do they see the sun. Never does the sun rays fall upon them. Torture upon torture. They've got a bright light on them. And their life of 36, 40 days, that light does not allow them to sleep 1 second. If somebody keeps us awake and doesn't let us sleep 1 day, see what our minds will become. What zombies will become, mad people. And that fowl must only eat dirty, filthy feed all the time. And it must eat the feast, its own feces also it must eat. And if it gets any sores on its body, boils or anything, it eats that also. And that is what we are eating then. And then the whole history of that poor fowl is very sad. And we devouring that. Just because it's spiced now nicely and we think some enjoyable meal. Let us keep roza of the stomach also. See that we put only halal. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh was given surma. He said, I'll ask my hakim. The person said, you're so fussy, I'm giving you free of charge. A gift I'm giving you. And you're still going to go and ask. He said, it's your surma. It's my eyes. My eyes are precious to me. I can't put anything. It's your food. This mouth and my stomach is precious to me. I can't allow haram to go in you. Don't be shy to ask that what is the source of this food. We can't upset the people, but we are prepared to eat haram. We know it is doubtful, it is haram also, but that doesn't matter. We'll put that also, cover it up, put it under the carpet, but we can't hurt auntie's feelings, or we can't hurt uncle's feelings, but we can eat haram. That doesn't matter to us. Allah, let us realize where our priorities lie. This great month Allah has given us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to acquire this great taqwa. And it's only ayyama ma'adudat. It's not a long time. Days you can count on your fingers. 30 you count easily on your fingers. Just keep this roza as they are supposed to be kept and see your whole life. Life of Jannat before Jannat. And when maut will come, that will be your Eid, the real Eid that will be. So Allah give us tawfiq, understand this great ni'mat of Islam, this great ni'mat of roza and fasting, keep our rozas as they are supposed to be, and enjoy the great benefits permanently. Wa akhiru da'wana.